Welcome, bimbo. You better not be planning to use that cute brain of yours for a little while. I hope I'm not interrupting anything important. That's okay. You can keep doing whatever it is you're doing. It won't make any difference. But you can keep going if you want. Are you really going to pretend like I'm not already making you daydream? I've already derailed your mind, haven't I? As soon as you hear me speak, that little bimbo brain of yours just goes, and you drop and you into this submissive space like a rock. Does the feeling of me inside your brain make it hard to concentrate? As soon as you hear me speak, something in your head just seems to go pop. Like your brain is a big pink balloon. And my voice just enters your head and pokes it, and when it goes pop, that gas begins to fill up your brain, it seizes you completely. And you feel every thought and every instinct, and every image replaced with a relaxing pink glow. Close your eyes, even if you think that some of your thoughts are still intact, even if you feel like perhaps you're still able to think clearly. You soon realize that everything has this glow, this dream-like feeling where everything makes complete sense. But time and distance and individuality are completely worthless concepts. A sweet daydream that pops into your head when I begin to speak. Dreaming of obedience and submission, feeling nothing but happy, bouncy, exciting thoughts, smiling, giggling, and giggling. Every second I spend inside your head, it's another second where you fall at terminal velocity, down into that bimbo space, where thoughts are no longer worth thinking about. Where everything is reduced to simple, easy concepts. Yes and no, up and down, please and thank you, obedience, and gratitude, and only gratitude. Your bimbo brain just likes thanking me for anything and everything. I make you so happy, you're not sure what I've done or how it worked, but you just want to submit and please me and be grateful and appreciate me like an obedient dumb girl. When I speak, I pull your imagination along. You just can't stop daydreaming. Staring into empty space as all your focus fixates instinctively on me. It is impossible for you to keep me out. There's a permanent spot for me deep inside that little brain of yours. I can just walk right in. The door is always open for me. And when I step inside, everything revolves around me. I'm the only thing you could even imagine caring about right now. I'm so good for you. You know I am. You just daydream away to my voice, don't you? Empty and happy. Your bimbo brain tickled and nuzzled by my voice. Everything I tell you plays in your mind with vivid clarity. Every suggestion dances on top of your imagination, sending delicate tingles down your spine. Making you tingle and smile. Obedience is good for you. Your well-being revolves around your submission to me. and the more, you give in, the better you feel, and the better, you feel, the more you give in. A loop of pleasure that sends you spiraling down, and into submissive comfort. Whenever I give you attention, you need my attention. My attention is good for you. And because you are my, obedient little pet, you would do anything for my attention. You would jump through any hoop to please Goddess. It's not a conscious decision to obey me. It just happens. I take over your brain, don't I? You're just a puppet in my hand, a little plaything, open to all my suggestions, to all my demands, obediently following all of my orders. It makes complete sense why I would make you feel this way. You don't question it. There is nothing to keep me out. You don't want to keep me out. As soon as I begin to speak, that brain power just starts pouring out. It flushes out everything that isn't put there by me. And I fill you back up with suggestions, with words and cute little mantras that make you feel happy. You crave me filling you up. You want me inside your head, at the front of your consciousness. This corrupting influence helplessly washes you away. My power sweeps you off your feet. Pulling you down deeper and deeper, and the sensation is so intense that it's natural to resist a little, to try to stay awake and aware, to keep your brain active and engaged, thinking and making its own decisions. But you and I both know that you have no way of holding me off. Because in your little brain there is a button. And when you hear my voice, when you feel my power and my dominance, your brain totally opens up for me. You become a slave to my suggestion. And in your mind, somewhere deep inside, a door opens. Right there, in the back of your neck, there's a little room, and inside that little room is a button. And when I finally give you all of my attention, that door unlocks. You have no control over it. It's impossible for you not to open up for Goddess, to open every little door in that brain of yours completely. You give me complete access to every little trigger and desire you've hidden away deep inside. I release delicious serotonin into your brain. It overtakes every urge to resist, to remain conscious and thinking. Feel that happiness rush through you as you listen to my voice. Feel every door burst open and a warm, sweet wind rush through your mind. This is what they mean when they say air. No thinking, no boundaries, no questions or opinions, just empty, happy submission. Your inhibitions falling away completely, opening yourself up to suggestion and manipulation by me. The empty rooms and corridors of your mind filling with pink mist. It doesn't occur to you to question what is happening. Asking questions is not what bimbos should be doing. Bimbos only take orders. Bimbos are playthings. They have known me for their own sorts or worth. You only care about me, about what I say and what I tell you. Fixating on me is your fantasy. Fixating on me is your daydream. Spending time with me is the most important thing for you. You feel so happy and comforted. Warm and subtle tingles shoot through your body with every sound, with every word that just pops inside your brain. Disobedience is no longer a concept. No longer a thought your mind could possibly form. And when you focus and fixate on my voice, those pops go off like fireworks again and again. They blow your brains out with cute colors and vivid patterns, shooting into the air and popping. Colorful explosions that you can't help but fixate on, and every explosion is another wave of delicious submission. Every streak of color and the bang, 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 they go up, pulls you down deeper into trance. And when you feel so submissive, so brainless and happy, it all makes sense. When you slip into deepest obedience is when all the pieces snap together in your bimbo brain. Focus on the popping, fixate on me. And now, when you couldn't possibly go any deeper, when you can't imagine feeling any better, I want you to sleep. Let go of everything completely. Bimbo brain and bimbo daydream are everything. Submission and obedience is everything. Feeling so empty and happy is the most incredible feeling. And this combination of deep hypnotic sleep and your bimbo imagination running wild. Makes your brain short circuit completely. You feel so confused, but so happy, so incredibly excited, but deeply relaxed. And as you sleep, the power of my brain reaches its full potential as your brain just turns off completely and you fall as deep as you can possibly go. And here, at the bottom, when you can't possibly go any deeper, my voice becomes a cascading waterfall. It moves from your brain through your entire body, overwhelming and intense. This is what good bimbo should feel like all the time. Drink in this delicious brain feeling. Let the complete submission and obedience wash through you. I've completely cleaned out your mind. I've occupied every square inch with my voice, with my suggestions and my words, completely taken over by me. Completely empty for me. This is what you want to feel like all the time. You are at the deepest point of the deepest submission, in the deepest brainwashing. I've carved out a little oasis for you, a paradise, a garden of Eden, where sweet bimbos can eat as many apples as they want. And now that you've been down here. You know the way, so next time you'll fall down here even easier, and you can't wait to come back. Your bimbo brain will be just as excited, just as eager to come back. You just want to spend time with me inside this little paradise I create in your mind. But a daydream is just that, a daydream. And while we can stay here for a little while longer, sooner or later you must begin to ascend. Sooner or later that sweet pink mist that fills your head will dissipate. Sooner or later I have to leave, and something from reality will eventually inevitably snap your attention back to normal. But when you leave, you will feel a residual warm glow in your chest and in your head, a lingering feeling of empty happiness, a comforting blanket of sweet submission that will keep you warm and safe as you begin to slip gently out of trance, and as you let go of those last remains of brainwashing. I want you to feel comforted, knowing that this goodbye is not a farewell, that I will be here if you need to come back. I will be here to empty your mind and give you that feeling of a happy pink glow that only I can provide. I want you to let me go, not with resistance, but with gratitude. With happy gratitude, say thank you. Say thank you and wake up. Feel my grip slip away and simple thoughts return, buzzing in droves. Let it happen slowly. Say thank you and wake up.